Hey guys. I know the season is over, but I feel like while I'm in the spirit, while I'm here, while I'm present in the spirit, while I'm here with the Lord, and I'm letting myself minister to me, because it's rare these days to be in this kind of position, because I have been honestly distracted so much by the storm. The storms of life have been hitting me, and I have been so distracted that I've been mad at God. And for the past 5 months, I never stepped into my father's church. I've never been to my father's house. And I'm not saying that now that I'm bringing this out, I'm going to change, because I know I'm still not going. But it hasn't changed the fact that I still believe in him. I still pray. I still listen to sermons. I still talk to him. I still listen to him. Like, I read the word and everything. But this evening, I don't know. I feel like I just started singing one of my favorite songs right now. Okay, I know we all know the Elevation Worship version of The Never Lost, but, and it's good, honey, it's good. That song is good, but there's something about the CeCe Winans version that I just can't put my hand on it, but I love that version, and I was just singing it to myself, and it keeps me going, okay? It keeps me going when it's hard, and I just, you know, there's some days that I just don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up because when my dream is better than my reality, okay? I go to bed. The only way I can sleep, because for the longest time I couldn't sleep, but the only time I can sleep is when I imagine a better world for myself and for my family. That's how I fall asleep. Like, I do that regularly most of the time. How I get through my life is when I disillusion myself of my reality, because my reality is sickening, okay? It's hurting, it's painful. Ever since I can remember, when life got hard, I imagined something better, and I just could just bulldoze through it. That's why I love fiction so much, because fiction gives me the opportunity to live a life that is not mine. Okay, that gives me a break from my reality that's so hard to swallow some days. So as I was singing, it was just playing in my head, and I decided to belt it out, and it's good, and I just want to share that with you, okay? Not because I want to stunt on y'all that I can sing, because I definitely can, but I just want to share it with you. Somebody out there listening gets what I'm saying, that you are at a place where you feel like you're lost, you've lost, that you can't fight anymore. But that's the thing, you don't have to fight. God is there, and he wants to fight it for you. And I know it's hard sometimes, that when everything is just looking black, and then somebody is there who's not in your shoes, is there telling you to, you know, give it to God and let God handle it and whatever. You know, and it pisses you off. I'm not going to lie. Like, when there are days when I don't want to hear nobody tell me that God got this, God going to do this. I be mad. Like, I'm having a rough time, and you're going to stand here giving me some bugle. No, I want to smack you for telling me that. But it doesn't change the fact that it's true. You're never alone. And then there's this thing that keeps resonating in my head, that when anytime I think that I'm alone, and I remember a quote that somebody said, that anytime you feel like you're far from God, it's not because God moved, because he always had a place where he at. But if you feel far, that means you moved. And I'm trying to find my way back to my father's feet, because I've faced storms with him, and I've tried to face some of the storms without him, and I want him in my corner, honey. Because the storms I've been trying to fight without him, I've been failing. poorly, and it's taking me out. Okay, so this song is just something I get to hold on to remind me of the fact that there is somebody that I got. Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things but fail. 'Cause you never lost the battle. No, you never lost the battle. And I know you never will. Everything's possible by the power of the Holy Ghost. A new wind is blowing right now. Breaking my heart of stone, taking over like it's Jericho. And my walls are all crashing down. But right now, I know you're able, and my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things but fail, 'cause you never lost a battle. No, you never lost a battle. And I know you never will. You never lost a battle, never lost a battle. See, he's never lost a battle, okay? It feels like you're losing right now, because sometimes it be feeling like you're doing it by yourself. But you gotta partner with God. And it's hard when you're mad, when you're frustrated, disappointed, you know? I know what some of y'all been feeling, because I'm feeling all of them too. This year, I'm supposed to be celebrating my 1 year celibacy, purity, whatnot. But I'm not, because it don't feel like it. I feel so down. So bad, so disappointed, so distraught. Like, I have too many negative emotions going on in my mind, in my heart, everywhere, all around me. I feel like there's a dark, thick cloud all over me, all about me. Like, it's holding on to me like a blanket. And it's just not letting go. I'm struggling to see the silver lining. But this song always gives me hope. It reminds me. It shifts my thoughts, my focus from the storm onto my anchor. Because I'm in this boat, okay? And the storms of life are just rocking it. And I feel like I'm about to capsize. But I forget that there's an anchor in the boat that I just got to throw overboard so that it can keep me from capsizing. So that I can land safely at the harbor. That is at the end of our lives. So I just want to encourage somebody. It's hard sometimes trying to find God when it's so dark out. But he's a light. He's the light. And it may be hard, but sometimes when I'm having a hard time, I just listen to the music, okay? Sometimes I just listen to the music, because the music sometimes can tell, like, it expresses how I feel, and it reminds me of also whose I am and who I am. Because I be forgetting sometimes. I be forgetting I'm a child of God. I be forgetting who my father is. I be forgetting all these things. But the music keeps me going. So I just want to share a little bit of that with you. Because after all, it's Vowel Unfiltered. Thank you guys for checking in. And see y'all next season. For real this time. Ciao.